兄弟姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
真欢喜小弟今次买我当教练去做一敬拜。
I'm very glad that I can come and worship with you again.
给了两礼拜，我是一些点实在真少点点。
For the past 2 weeks in Israel, we really missed you.
第一些点真欢喜，因为我清白。
While in Israel, we enjoyed the trip because we were able to experience and see for our own eyes the things that were being talked about in the Bible. Not only climb mountains, go down ravines, but everything we experienced. It was really worth it. If you have the chance, you should go to this trip as well.
Yeah, okay, that.
It is really worth it. Today, I will be sharing with you about the book of Jonah. Now, the book of Jonah, we will talk about it in 4 parts.
Well,
what is the book of Jonah talking about? Some people say it's about a whale. Some people say it's about Jonah and the whale. I remember that there was this story about the girl who rode an airplane. Now, because the plane didn't have an entertainment system at that time, she brought out her Bible and started to read it. At her side, a man chuckled and then looked away. But he couldn't help himself. And after a while, he looked at the woman and asked her, "Do you really believe what you're reading?" The woman replied, "This? Yes, I believe this. This is the Bible, and I believe it. This is God's word. It will never be wrong." But the man replied, "Really? How can you justify, how can you explain the man being swallowed by a whale?" So the woman replied, "Oh, you're talking about Jonah. Yes, do you believe?" The woman replied, "Yes, I believe. Because this is what the Bible says, and I believe it." And the man responded, asking, "How can you believe that someone would survive in the belly of a fish for 3 days and 3 nights without any food?" So the woman looked at the man and humbly replied, "When I go to heaven and if I see Jonah, I will ask him immediately." And the man chuckled and said, "Well, what if Jonah is not in heaven?" Then the woman replied, "If not, then you ask him." I believe that the story of Jonah is true. It really happened. In fact, there are certain lessons that we can learn from this story. What is this book of Jonah about? Some say it's about the whale. It's not possible. Because the whale is only mentioned 4 times. Some say it's about the city of Nineveh.
But
it's also not possible. Because it was only mentioned in the book 9 times. Some people say, "Well, of course it must be about Jonah the prophet." Also not possible. Because Jonah was also only mentioned 19 times. The book of Jonah is about a God. A loving and caring God. And in this book, he is mentioned 38 times. This is a very beautiful photo.
Picture.
This God is a God who loves to give people second chances. He wants to let his people go.
Obey.
It's not that he wants to make people his servants. He wants people to obey him because he loves us. He made us. In fact, he knows what is best for us. And he wants to give us the best. If we look at the book of Jonah, once and once again, we will see that our God is a God who wants to give us the best. So everyone, please open your Bibles to Jonah chapter 1. Earlier I asked Brother Johnson to read the first three verses, but now I did not dare to ask him to read the entire chapter. He might throw a rock at me. Because his wife brought a lot of stones from Israel back.
Let us all stand in reverence upon reading of God's word.
Jonah chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish." Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, "Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land." This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord, because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried to the Lord, "O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, O Lord, have done as you please." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea calmed down. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. Let's pray.
Let's pray. 佢哋擘开了阮的耳，互阮会听起你的声音；开了阮心灵的目睭，互阮会来瞧见你；赐予阮一个顺服的心，来照你的话来行。阮会恳求的基督是奉主耶稣基督的圣名来求。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
约拿一卷册第一章有两个百度话，咱要来看。
Jonah chapter 1 has two pictures that we want to look at. The first is that Jonah had a rebellious heart. This is not a good picture to look at. But oftentimes, this picture reflects all of us. We often rebel. Although we're not like Jonah who rebelled outwardly, but inside, in our hearts, we often rebel. Jonah was a prophet. Just like us, we're Christians. We serve. When we serve, people think that we love God so much. And just like Jonah was serving God. But inside his heart, he was rebelling against God. How did he rebel? He rode a boat in order to flee from God. He wanted to run away from God. God clearly told Jonah, go to Nineveh. Brothers and sisters, do you know where Nineveh
is?
In the time of Jonah, the most powerful country, the most powerful nation is a nation called Assyria. Now the biggest city of Assyria is called Nineveh. Nineveh is a very prosperous city. It's very beautiful. There are a lot of people in it. So God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh. Why?
Because God wanted to see the Nineveh.
Because God wanted the people of Nineveh to be able to see that the God of Jonah is a God of second chances. But what did Jonah do? Verse 3 tells us that he fled from God and he went to Tarshish. Very funny. How can a person flee from God? And especially when you consider that Jonah is a prophet. He wanted to flee from God. Jonah is a prophet. He knows who God is. He's an all-powerful, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent God. He knows that he cannot hide from God. But despite this knowledge, Jonah attempted to flee from God. It's very funny, isn't it? It's as if you heard that the pastor is trying to hide from God. It just doesn't fit. In Israel, our tour guide loves to make jokes. So in the bus, all of us were laughing till our stomachs were filled with gas. And I remember the tour guide telling us that if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. If you want to make God laugh, tell God your plans. Isn't it true? In the same way that Jonah was trying to hide from God. Brothers and sisters, we know that we can run away from God, but we can never hide from Him. Perhaps you remember a time in your life when your relationship, when you had a very close relationship with God. But then, after some time, you slowly depart from Him. You commit sin. And you don't want to return to God. Perhaps you're saying you want to flee or to hide from God. You want to run away from God. Today, I want to tell you, that this God is extending a second chance for you to come back. Jonah was trying to run away from God. God called him to go to Nineveh, which is on the east. But instead, he went to Tarshish, which is on the west. If Israel were in the center, Nineveh would be on his right. While Tarshish would be at the far left. In Israel's right is Europe.
Left
is Europe.
Europe is lobe koka si Spain.
The last country in Europe is Spain.
Spain is the sepuin esiadi to si Tasi.
And the farthest point of Spain is Tarshish.
To si Siongte. Kalan kong Siongte kyo ikipanting itiao kang loki eka.
It's as if God called him to go up and he intentionally went down.
Kanachi ni?
Why?
Inwi yokna timbantay genini bielang.
Because Jonah hated the people of Nineveh.
And
the Assyrians killed a lot of Israelites. They decapitated them in the head, in the legs, in the arms, all around. They treated them as slaves and worse than dogs. In Jonah's mind, these people deserved God's judgment. In Filipino, we would say, buti nga. You deserve God's punishment. So when God called Jonah to go to Nineveh, Jonah said no. He hated the Ninevites. How often are we like Jonah? That when people hurt us, we say, God will punish you. That when that person falls into sickness, we say, buti nga. And, or when he faces a time of difficulty, we laugh inside our hearts. But when it is us who commit the wrong towards another, we want others to forgive us. We want others to forgive us. When Jonah was called by God to Nineveh, he fled on a boat. And when he fled, what did God do? Verse 4. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God.
Discovery Channel.
I remember that I love to watch a show in Discovery Channel.
The Deadliest Catch.
And this show is entitled The Deadliest Catch.
Bering Sea.
And this show is about a group of fishermen who go to the Bering Sea. What do they do in the Bering Sea? They don't catch fish. But they catch crabs. They catch crabs this big.
Alaskan crab.
And it's called Alaskan crab. It's very, very valuable.
Bering Sea si di Soden kap Alaska tu yung hige hai kyo sa Bering Sea.
Now the Bering Sea is located between Russia and Alaska.
Hita e tu ti su hui xiong e kyong.
The waves, the waters there are very, very powerful.
Hige di kwa te TV ge yung na le long le tang zun o. Hige zun kui e taputo be pui no.
When the waves smash into the boat, it's as if the boat will already capsize.
Usi hige yung pihige zun katoai.
And sometimes the waves are even bigger than the boat.
Hige kwa te xiong xiong huai lang te zun tiang ke ki yak lo ki.
Oftentimes the men on the boat would fall overboard.
Jin ko ling tai huai lang yak lo ki taputo sibolo.
And those who are overboard, oftentimes there would be no saving for them.
In we Bering Sea, the high to is tim bantay diyang.
Because the waters of the Bering Sea is very, very cold.
So ice is sung tui.
These are ice waters.
Di na pwalo kyo di sinku hen tui hi.
When you fall into the water, your entire body becomes stiff.
Tung sing kyo siyong te che diao tua hai tua huang ho le long le yok nai tung wo chu siyong diao zhe ge pak do wei.
So when the Bible says that that God commanded a great storm to smash into Jonah's boat, this is what I thought of. The people in the boat were very, very scared. Jonah wanted to hide, to run away from God. And he thought that if he went under the deck, in the lower deck, he would be able to have peace. But no, he wasn't able to find peace. You know, God will do some things to awaken us to come back to Him. And when we're running away from us, God will bring us back. This is the good news today. Our God is a God who loves to give us second chances. Even when we're sinning against Him, God never leaves us alone. And in fact, in our most sinful times, He continues to do work. God loves you. God loves me. God loves all of us. And in our life, He has a plan. He wants all of us to be an instrument of His blessings. He wants us to be His light. Channel of His blessing. Just like Jonah, what he wanted Jonah to do was to go and save the people of Nineveh. God wanted to use Jonah. But what did Jonah do? Jonah ran away from God. He wanted to hide from God. Why? Why would Jonah do such a thing? You know, as people, we're like Jonah.
We like to rebel.
Now, even though we don't rebel outwardly, like Jonah, we rebel in our hearts. When God asks us to do something, we don't want to do it. Why? Because we often think that we are better than God. When God tells us His plans, we tell Him, Lord, this is wrong. I don't want this. Lord, could you be wrong?
This thing that you want me to do will cause my death. I don't want this. Can you let me show you what I want to do? Don't go into my matters.
Oh,
let me take charge of my own matters. You know, as people, we're very, very prideful. We're very boastful. We tell God, I want to do things my way. I don't want to follow you. I don't want to follow the Lord. But God wants us to obey Him. He's not forcing us as if we were slaves. But He loves us. He wants us to give our best to Him. He is our Creator. He knows each of us. But oftentimes, we think we are better than God. Oftentimes, we think we know what is best for us. Brothers and sisters, to not follow God is a sin. To rebel is also a sin. Now, the sin of rebelling, it not only affects us, but it affects the people around us. We see that in verse 5, all the sailors were afraid and each cried out to his own God. And they abandoned all the cargo on board, hoping that the boat will lighten up. And in fact, the captain went down the deck and woke Jonah up for Jonah to call to his God. Everyone was afraid. Brothers and sisters, perhaps you have a plan of repenting from this heart of rebellion. Perhaps you have sinned. You might think that your sin will only affect yourself. You might think that this sin is only between you and God. If this is your mindset, I'm sorry to say, but you're wrong. Because when we sin, this sin affects not only ourselves, but also the people around us. Do you know God gave us a gift called free will? And free will is a beautiful thing. Because this is something God gave us. And through free will, we are able to do what we want to do. It's true. You can do what you want to do. That's why it's called free will. But you have to remember, whatever you decide to do, there's a corresponding consequence. Let me give you an example.
Mount Arbel.
In Israel, we climbed a mountain called Mount Arbel. It's a very tall mountain, almost 1,000+ feet. When we were at the top of the mountain, we had the choice of whether we want to jump from the top or not. If we decided to jump from the mountain,
The result will be broken limbs or even possibly death. This is the consequence of our action if we were to jump. This is something Jonah didn't see. Jonah thought that his sin will only affect himself. He didn't realize that the men on top of the ship were already in chaos. All the people on the ship were panicking. In fact, in verse 7, it tells us that the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. You know, when Jonah was trying to hide from God, he wasn't ashamed. He openly told people about it. He told them, "I'm running away from God. I want to hide from God." He wasn't ashamed. Brothers and sisters, when we're running away from God, when we're hiding from Him, this is called rebelling. Jonah's rebellion was reflected outwardly. But there is another rebellion, and we call it internal rebellion. And this is a sin that we often commit. On the outside, we might appear to be well. Just like Jonah, on the outside, we may be serving. But in our hearts, we're not content. We're not happy in serving. We're serving with a very heavy heart. This is called a rebellion of the heart. I remember in Israel, there was a special day because it was very, very hot. We walked for around 10 kilometers. And everyone was very tired. But we had one more place to go to.
Mount Precipice.
And it's called Mount Precipice. When we arrived at Mount Precipice, no one stood up from his chair. Everyone was very tired. And I remember Pastor Terence telling everyone, "Come on, get up." So everyone got up and went down the bus. And we started to climb the mountain. It wasn't easy. It wasn't an even road. It was a rocky road. It's very interesting. Because you can hear that people, with every step, they're saying something. Every step, they're complaining. That with every step, they rebel. That with every step, I hear my name. This is called a heart of rebellion. Were they walking? Were they following? Yes. But their hearts are heavy. In the same way, when Jonah was rebelling against God, he brought with him a very heavy heart. But what did God do? Because God wanted to use Jonah, God placed Jonah in a boat with nowhere to go.
真大大大鹰的时阵，伊就无法度就安静落来。
And when that boat faced great waves, Jonah had no other option. In verse 11, it says, "The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, 'What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?'"
In verse 11,
we see this story starting to change. While previously we saw that Jonah had a rebellious heart, at this point onwards we see that he has a submissive heart. Why do we say? Because at this point Jonah just stopped. He admitted that he was wrong. He did not want to run anymore. He admitted that he was wrong. And even though we don't see a complete repentance at this point, but we know that Jonah started the path of repentance. The first thing we need to do in the road of repentance is to humble ourselves. In the presence of God, to humble ourselves and admit that we are wrong. And this is what Jonah did. Even though he hasn't prepared his heart to go to Nineveh, but he has decided not to hide from God anymore. He humbled himself before God and admitted his sins. Perhaps in our midst, there is still someone who is trying to hide from God. Brothers and sisters, stop. Stop running. We cannot run away from our God. We need to humble ourselves and before the presence of God admit our sins. And God wants to reveal His will to you. As long as you are willing to humble yourselves, He loves you. And He is willing to give you a second, a third, and a fourth chance to come back to Him. Perhaps there is someone in our midst who needs to hear this. Stop running. Stop. Let's humble ourselves before the presence of God. We need to stop. Because that is the only time when God can come into our hearts and start working. We see that when Jonah stopped running away, God was able to start His work in his heart. In verse 17, he says, "But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights." When Jonah asked the other sailors to throw him overboard, Jonah was afraid because he thought he would die. But he has decided to follow. When he decided to stop, then God started His plan. His miracles. God sent a big fish to swallow him. It's very interesting that the Bible says it's a big fish. Four times it was mentioned that it was a big fish. Not a whale. Because a whale is a mammal. The scientists and the scholars have all debated just what kind of fish it is.
Whale shark.
Some people say that it is a whale shark. Others say that it might be a fish that we haven't seen, so we don't know what it is. I don't know what kind of fish it is. But I believe that God sent a fish to swallow Jonah.
Whale shark bo?
Have you ever seen a whale shark? I remember a few years ago, me and my wife and her brother went to Bicol to look at the whale sharks. Now her brother is a very good swimmer. He's not just an ordinary swimmer, but he's a very good swimmer. So when we were swimming with the fishes, and then we had lunch. And I asked him, why aren't you eating? And he said, I cannot eat. I drank too much salt water, sea water. And I asked him, how could you have drank sea water? You're a very good swimmer. He said, because when we jumped off and into the sea and we tried looking for the whale shark, I couldn't find it. But when I turned my head around, and I saw the whale shark with its mouth open right in front of me. And I thought that was my last sight. And I was so shocked that I accidentally drank a lot of sea water. That all the snorkels, the goggles, all fell apart. And he told me that he would easily fit into the mouth of the whale shark. And that was a small whale shark. If you will ask me, I really don't know what kind of fish it was. But I believe that Jonah stayed in that fish for 3 days and three nights. In those 3 days and three nights, he was able to completely repent. And this is what we're going to be talking about in the second chapter. The story of chapter 1 of Jonah ends here. But what lesson should we learn? First is that we need to obey. Regardless of whether we understand or we don't understand, we have to obey. Oftentimes, God asks us to do things, but we don't want to do them. We think that we are better than Him. Oftentimes we think that we know better than God on what is best for us. And we tell God, God, you're wrong. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. Let me show you how it's supposed to be done. What do you want me to do? It will only bring me my demise. Lord, what do you want me to do? I don't understand it. And just like Jonah, he doesn't understand why God commanded him to go to Nineveh. He couldn't understand why God wanted to give the people of Nineveh another chance. And because he couldn't wrap his head around it, he didn't want to obey. Obedience. Obedience even without understanding. That's the first lesson. And second, we have to obey even if we don't want to. You know, when God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh, I believe that Jonah knew the reason. But Jonah didn't want to go. Jonah knew that God wanted to save the people of Nineveh. But he didn't want to go, and he didn't. He wanted the people of Nineveh to receive God's judgment. And if he didn't want to go, then he did, and he wouldn't go. Perhaps in Jonah's mind, he said, no. These people deserve what's coming to them. He was very, very hard. He didn't want to obey, and he wouldn't obey. Brothers and sisters, how often are we just like Jonah? We're very, very stone-hearted.
Stubborn.
You know, we all need to understand this. You see, our God doesn't need us. He is the Lord and we are His people. He is the King and we are His subjects. He is the Master and we are the servants. A finite person can never understand the mind of an infinite God. A king would not explain his plans to his subjects. In the same way that a master will not explain how he handles his business to his servant. Our God does not need to explain to us His plans. Because He is the Lord. We do not need to know His explanation. He doesn't need to explain it to us. He doesn't owe us anything that He has to explain His plans to us. All we need to do is to obey. We need to learn to trust Him. Because He is a God worthy of our trust. His word will never change. His promises will never be broken. We need to learn to trust our God. He loves us. And He wants to give us the best. As long as we will trust Him. We need to trust and obey.
Sinko sunho.
Trust and obey.
Sunho.
Obey.
Sunho.
Obey.
Sunho.
Obey.
Nasakap to take get sok ekito.
Let's all pray. Lord God, we apologize for all the times that we intentionally and willfully broke your commands and your will, O Lord. Oftentimes we know what you want for us. We know that you only want the best for us. But despite that knowledge, we intentionally decide to do things our way. Lord, please forgive us. Please show us the light. Show us your will. And may you lead us in everything, in our daily steps. In everything, O Lord, we give thanks to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.